Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. In a surprise announcement on Wednesday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi declared that India became the fourth nation after the US, Russia and China to demonstrate anti-satellite missile capability by shooting down a satellite. Describing Mission Shakti, as the operation was called, as a rare achievement, he said that in the journey of every nation, there are moments that bring utmost pride and have a historic impact on generations to come. And this moment today is one such in India's history. Hours after the televised address to the nation, the Election Commission, however, has set up a panel to examine whether Modi's address violated the Model Code of Conduct, which is in force for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. Before going any further, let's understand what an ASAT is. An anti-satellite missiles are a space defense mechanism and weapons that can target and destroy satellites that may be a threat to a nation's defense. The ASAT deployed on Wednesday was a part of the Defense Research and Development Organization, the DRDO's Mission Shakti. In his announcement of the success of the operation, the Prime Minister said that the action was not directed at any country and the satellite was a predetermined target orbiting at an altitude of 300 km. Obviously, it's only notable to mention that as soon as the Prime Minister put up a status on Twitter announcing that he'll be addressing the nation shortly around 11 a.m. in the morning yesterday, the whole nation was left in a tizzy, as the last time Modi addressed the country on November 8, 2016, he announced the demonetization scheme. Anyway, moving on and coming back to the EC panel, which is now set to examine the speech given by Narendra Modi yesterday. The timing of the test, conducted at 11:16 a.m. and the announcement by Prime Minister an hour later, has come under question, as it was just done a fortnight before the elections begin on April 11th. The panel set up by EC was put into place after opposition political leaders claim that it has violated the code by its portrayal of the mission as the government's success. It's going to be headed by the Deputy Election Commissioner in charge of the Model Code of Conduct, MCC Division, Sandeep Saxena, who will go through the video and the transcript of the address given by the Prime Minister. Now, Modi's address to the nation yesterday also set off a political slugfest, with several opposition party leaders criticizing the Prime Minister for using Mission Shakti for political mileage. Congress Chief Rahul Gandhi congratulated DRDO on the achievement and in the same breath wished Narendra Modi a happy theatre day. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, on the other hand, also hit out at Modi, saying that it was yet another limitless drama to reap political benefits ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. Meanwhile, several people have also drawn parallels between Modi's address and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee's 1998 press briefing that announced the Pokhran nuclear missile test. Experts, however, believe that the test, while significant, was not on the same level as Pokhran 2, which was called Project Shakti. Right, with this, let's move on and have a look at some of the other top stories from yesterday that you may have missed. The Election Commission on Wednesday stated in an affidavit that the electoral bonds affect transparency in political funding, thereby leading to black money in elections through shell companies. The stand taken by the poll body in the top court yesterday came in opposition to the centre's view on the matter. The Modi-led government at the centre had earlier told the court that electoral bonds would promote transparency and accountability in funding and donations received by political parties in India. However, the poll body told the Apex Court, which was hearing a petition filed by the Association of Democratic Reforms challenging the validity of these electoral bond schemes, that it had informed the Law Ministry about flaws in the scheme in May 2017 itself. Major developments coming out from the United Kingdom once again after the British Prime Minister Theresa May said on Wednesday that she would quit if her twice defeated EU divorce deal, the Brexit deal, passes at the third attempt, making a last-ditch bid to persuade rebels in her conservative party to back her. At a meeting of the conservative lawmakers, May said that, "I know there is a desire for a new approach and a new leadership in the second phase of the Brexit negotiations, and I won't stand in the way of that." May's announcement in the latest dramatic turn in UK's three-year Brexit crisis, but it still remains uncertain how, when, or even if it will leave the European Union. In a complete U-turn from her earlier statements, the newly appointed Congress Gensec Priyanka Gandhi Vadra yesterday said that she was in fact ready to contest the Lok Sabha elections if the party leadership wanted. She, however, also clarified that no decision has been made yet, with the election just a fortnight away. At a media interaction in Lucknow yesterday, Priyanka said, and I quote, that "I haven't decided on whether to contest elections or not, but if the party workers want me to contest, I will." She was on a two-day visit to Amethi and Rai Bareli, the bastions of her brother and mothers, Rahul and Sonia Gandhi respectively, to galvanize grassroots workers for the Lok Sabha elections, and she also spoke about the Mission Yopi at closed-door interactions with party workers here. Actor Urmila Matondkar on Wednesday joined the Congress party after meeting party chief Rahul Gandhi at his residence. Gandhi welcomed her in the party fold and wished her the best. Urmila, while addressing the media there, said that she is here because she believes in the ideology of the Congress and what the party stands for, further saying, and I quote, that "I have not joined the party for the sake of elections." The Bollywood actor is speculated to contest the Lok Sabha elections now from the Mumbai North Lok Sabha constituency. On the other hand, in West Bengal, the Trinamool Congress chief Mamata Banerjee, at the party's manifesto release yesterday, promised to launch a high-level judicial investigation into the government's decision to ban high-value currency notes if the opposition comes to power at the centre. Banerjee also made an appeal to Modi to engage in an open debate with opposition leaders. The TMC manifesto also promised a slew of measures to counter the policy moves like demonetization made by the BJP-led central government in the past 5 years. These include reviewing the implementation of goods and service taxes and reviewing the planning commission in a new avatar while doing away with the Niti Aayog program. Right, with this we come to an end of today's podcast, but like always, we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, like I always say, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, The Daybreak, at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a really good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.